Hi, my name is Callie Case, and you're listening to Fiddlin' Around, and I am happy to be here with Wyatt Ellis today on this call. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to have you here. I've been a fan for a while. I recently have been playing you a lot on my show, so I'm super excited to get to hear from you in person.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just start from the beginning. I'd love it if you could share the story of your introduction to music, just in general. I mean, with the way you play now, I wouldn't be surprised if you'd come out of the womb with a mandolin in your hand, but I know it's a much different story, right?
Yeah, so I first heard bluegrass music when I was about 10 years old, and I heard the Osborne Brothers, and that inspired me to get a mandolin. Then soon after that, I had heard Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers and all the classic bluegrass, and then, you know, I just got really into it.
Why mandolin?
You know, I had heard the song called Rocky Top, and, you know, just the mandolin break on that was so cool and so distinct. You know, I kind of wanted to learn how to do that.
And I read on your website that the pandemic was a big game changer in the trajectory of your career. Can you talk about that a little bit and what it was like being in lockdown?
Well, during the pandemic, I kind of actually had time to devote to music other than just, you know, going everywhere all the time, just like running errands and doing a bunch of stuff. You know, sports. I actually got to stay at home and, you know, get really good at the mandolin.
Boom. And, you know, you got to make the most of the time you've got while you got it, right?
Yep.
And I also know this is kind of skipping ahead a little bit, but just over a year ago now, it was February of last year, you made your Grand Ole Opry debut, which is super exciting.
Yeah, so I actually went on the first time on the Grand Ole Opry with Daly and Vincent, and that was pretty cool, you know, just to get to play there for the first time, and actually made my artist debut over there back in November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I actually, you know, played there again this February. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool. How was it this time around?
It was awesome. I got to do a Bill Monroe song for the first time out there, True Life Blues, and play a couple of my instrumentals. That's pretty awesome. And I played it again a couple weeks ago with Daly and Vincent.
Wow, that's awesome. Getting your original stuff up there on the stage is super, super cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I also am super interested in the fact that the bluegrass community is kind of banded together to take you under their wing. And that's so on brand for the industry as a whole. They're very welcoming and nurturing to young musicians. And along that vein, you've collaborated with a lot of bluegrass legends over the years, both in the recording studio and on stage and just in general. Do you have a favorite or two of your collabs that you've done?
That's pretty hard. You know, getting to play with Peter Rowan at the IBMA award show was pretty awesome. And, you know, just getting to have all of my heroes on my record is one of the coolest things.
Yeah, absolutely. When did you all start recording that new record, Happy Valley?
Man, it's been, I think, 2 years, you know, just to put the music together. You know, it just took about a couple weeks and a couple days in the studio. It's pretty awesome. And getting all the ducks in the row to get it released is always something that's got to be done. And here we are now with it just released about a month ago.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the album? Are there some highlights on that album? And what was it like writing that music?
Well, it was pretty cool that I actually got to co-write most of those tunes with mandolin heroes of mine. And you know, some of them like Blue Smoke and Johnson Mountain Blues and a couple others I actually wrote on my own. But, you know, just the collaboration aspect of kind of learning to write tunes and also learning to record was a really cool thing that came from that.
Where did you all record that album also?
We recorded it in Nashville at a place called the Tractor Shed. It's actually on Happy Valley Road. We thought, you know, there was enough connections with that name. It was a good name for the album.
Absolutely. Do you like recording? What's it like being in the studio?
You know, I always love playing live, but, you know, playing in the studio is, you know, just kind of a snapshot of what you're doing at that moment that'll be around forever. So it's sometimes hard as a musician to accept that, but it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. How's your family been in this whole process? I know it's been kind of a jump start in your career. It's all just taken off so fast.
Yeah, they've been supportive and everything and, you know, just helping me do what I need to do.
And I think I read they're not particularly musical, are they? So it just kind of came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, it did. You know, nobody in my family except for my grandpa and great-grandpa were musical at all, but my grandpa and great-grandpa did barbershop quartet. other than that, there was no musical anything in the family.
You've been kind of all over the place in terms of touring recently, if I'm not mistaken. Where have you been? What's this past year been looking like?
I've been doing a little bit of stuff. I played a couple things in North Carolina, and you know, I've just been doing a few things here and there, but it's been fun so far, and there'll be more coming up.
That's exciting. I also wanted to ask you, since I was really drawn to your story as a young person myself, who's getting the chance to kind of see the future of bluegrass unfold and get taken by the reins of younger musicians, you know, like Billy Strings and Sierra Hole, who you're super familiar with, but even more so, the torch is getting passed on to you, and you're really taking it in stride. But I wanted to ask, what's something that really excites you about the future of bluegrass?
Yeah, there's so many things that can be done that have never been done. And also, I kind of feel like the traditional way of playing bluegrass is becoming one of those things that it almost feels like nobody's doing it right. You know, there's a lot of room to keep pushing everything forward as well.
Well, I guess let's talk about what's coming next. So you have your album that was just released, Happy Valley, and I know there's some other music in the works as we speak. Are there any new albums or singles coming up for you?
You know, there's nothing too much yet, but, you know, I've been thinking about maybe recording a tune of mine here in the future. It's going to be pretty awesome, maybe with Peter Rowan. It's not like we haven't recorded or anything yet. We're just thinking about it. It's actually a tune that I wrote inspired by Peter, and it's called The Winds of Rowan County, and it's a really cool tune that, like, I wrote after playing the induction with Peter at IBMA. The title came from, we were actually standing outside of the hotel in Raleigh for the IBMAs, and we were getting ready to go over to the award show, I think it. We were all standing there, and I was telling them about a mandolin that I have that was played on a concert to raise money for Bill Monroe's gravestone. And as soon as we said Bill Monroe's gravestone, a big gust of wind came and blew Peter's hat off, and he said, "You said Bill Monroe's name." So I decided to call the tune The Winds of Rowan County.
The magic of bluegrass, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, that's all I got right now, but before we get going, I know we might have a couple tunes coming out of you in just a little bit, but can you give us a little introduction to your mandolin right there? Who is she?
So this mandolin is actually a Gibson Master model, and it's a pretty new one. It was built by David Harvey. I like playing it a lot. You know, it's kind of a mandolin I could take anywhere and play anything on.
Sure is beautiful, for sure, and that'll get a lot of good playing out of it. In the next couple of years as you go about your business and make great music as always.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a couple tunes you want to give us a little taste of? Or
I can even play that Winds of Rowan County. Thank you.
Well, that's it for me. Thank you so much, Wyatt, for coming on the show today. I'm excited to have you in the studio for a live session when you're back in the big city. But for now, my name is Callista Case, and you're listening to Fiddlin' Around, and I will see you all next time.
I'm Wyatt Ellis, and you're listening to Fiddlin' Around.